broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
When I think about the midterm elections coming up, I feel primarily...
Right, the open fly jeans feature an ultra-relaxed fit.
We have a guidelines in our athletic policy.
Listen, I hope Randy Quaid and his wife are watching right
now. I use catheters.
It sounds racist to me.
Boy, what a headache.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East.
Boy, what a headache.
Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And every night we take you through the looking glass and beyond, man. This is where most talk shows cannot go, and that's where we go. A family might sue after a Facebook picture gets one high school student suspended, and Bobby Dooley will join us this hour from the parent-teacher organization at Western Estates to talk with us about just that kind of a situation, although slightly different. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And we hope they have some really good news for you guys within the next few days. I know I've been teasing this, and I know definitely I got good news for you next week. And I might have two pieces of good news for you next week. But right now, I have to just go with the following. We're definitely going to have a good piece of news next week. And I'm almost definitely sure we'll have two pieces of good news next week. And like that. All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website is philhendryshow.com. If you go over there and get a backstage pass, you get the largest repository of archived material in the radio world. It goes back over a decade of archived material, the greatest radio show on earth, and we also have our live daily video cast, live daily webcast, our news feed, guaranteed email response from Phil. You have access to all of that and more at philhendryshow.com. Including our podcasts daily, and we're going to be starting a new video podcast as well, which it's not really a podcast. It won't be an automatic download, but it'll be a brand new on-demand feature, video rants. 877-876-PHIL, cheerleader suspended for Facebook photo, parents consider lawsuit. Now, this is in Middlefield, Ohio. In a moment, we'll have Bobby Dooley on from the Western Estates Homeowners Association to talk with us about, as I said, a similar situation in her particular neck of the woods. This is in Middlefield. Apparently, a young lady was seen on a photograph by the school holding a beer bottle, to be perfectly honest with you. And the beer bottle is in front of her face, and it's at a wedding, and it's scandalous, at least according to the school. Here is Bree Vargo is the young lady, 16-year-old student. She speaks to WJWTV. Last I heard, I thought that, I guess that's Cincinnati. I don't know where it is. Anyway, she's talking to them about how she felt when she was told she was suspended for being photographed with a beer bottle at this wedding.
I just cried. I just bawled. Like, I didn't even know what to do. I just sat there and cried. I didn't even know what to say. Just, I don't know. I wanted to leave school. I didn't want to be there. And I was like, that's not mine. I didn't drink there. I said my parents were there. It was at my sister's wedding. They said it's in your possession. I said, that's the girls next to me. They said, well, you're suspended.
Here is Bree's mother, Susan, maintaining her daughter didn't drink the beer and the suspension is unfair.
We do not condone or allow underage drinking. We had a deputy sheriff on duty at the wedding. It was a beautiful, wonderful, joyous occasion, and now they've desecrated that with this. Everybody knows that what you put on Facebook is, you know, is there for the world to see. Why would I have, I looked at those pictures hundreds of times after my daughter got married. Why would I allow that to be on there if I honestly thought that it was my daughter drinking?
All right, fair enough. On the line with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association is Bobby Dooley. And this is, I guess you could say, I don't mean to be funny here, Ms. Dooley, but I guess it's going around a little bit?
Well, it certainly seems that there are this problem with Facebook and high school students putting these photographs up. Yes, I'd say that we are faced with a new reality as parents. And And we're going to have to get used to it. But I also totally identify with that mother. I am the same way. I feel the same way. I would never allow. I'm the mother of three boys. I'm a wife. I'm the president of our parent-teacher organization. And I am the president of our homeowners association. Why would I allow something filthy, something demeaning, something degenerate that depicts my own sons and my husband in a scene of depravity? Why would I want that? And
Let me ask you this, Ms. Dooley. with all due respect, and I know you, Bobby, and I know that you are a woman who is sincere when she says that. But with for somebody that may not know you, when you say, why would I allow a photograph of my child onto Facebook if it is degenerate? And in this case, you mentioned your husband. We'll get into that. Well, what if somebody said, I don't know you?
Well, if someone says they don't know me, we have our own home. We are an upper middle class family. My husband makes an upper class salary. We can afford to put our children in private school. We put them in public school to support our local public school. We have been a part of a great many fundraisers for a variety of charities in our area. We put on 4 fashion shows a year. I don't really know what it is you're asking.
When someone says, you know, why would I? I'm a mother. There's a lot of mothers. So, and I, like I said, I have no reason to doubt your sincerity, but I'm just, how would anybody who doesn't know you?
Well, anyone that doesn't know me, when I say that I would never allow my children to put something degenerate, depicting anything degenerate on Facebook, all you have to do is to look at me, look at my life. Look at, when you say, how do they know?
Well, all right, so they're looking at you. You have your own home.
I have my own home. I am considered to be one of the leaders of our community. And I am probably one of the best dressed. And my home is one of the best appointed. It's a little embarrassing talking.
All right. I mean, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Yeah.
But I think it's a fair question because we all want to think the best of ourselves, and certainly our families want to think the best of us, and we do, and we endeavor. But I wonder sometimes when someone says, you know, I would never do that. Well, how do we know? Can you describe, Bobby, the photograph that's in question on Facebook? And this was on your son Seth's site?
Yeah. This was on Seth's site, and I think he shared it over to my husband, Steve, has a Facebook page as well for his landscaping company. And Steve and I are both on Twitter. And it was a picture that was a joke. If you have heard of a website called Be Funny or Die.
Yes, I have.
Well, this was a video they were making, and they took a still from the video. And they put it on Facebook.
And the photograph had in it not only your son Seth, but your son Dylan?
Yes, my son Seth and Dylan, who are senior and junior at the high school. There was a young lady named Brianna Sweet, who is Seth's girlfriend, and my husband Steve. And it was for Be Funny or Die.
All right, but you're going to have to tell people what was in the photograph.
Well, what was in the photograph? Remember, this was a joke video. And my husband is in it, and my boys are in it.
And all right, but show Brianna is what?
They're pretending that she's tied up, and she's face down on a bed. And it's very funny. The school saw this, and they talked to Seth, and they wanted to talk to my husband. And I said to them, the very same thing I'm saying to you, Phil, and I'm saying to your audience. Do I really sound like the kind of woman that is going to allow her sons and her husband to photograph themselves doing something degenerate to a 17-year-old girl and put it on Facebook? Do I sound like that kind of a woman?
Bobby, I don't think you do. But again, the school was not convinced of the explanation because the young lady was missing a particle of clothing, right?
She was face down on the bed, Phil. Let's.
No. I want to get all the facts out there. That's all I'm doing.
Phil, let's not. I'm asking you not to play to your audience. I'm asking you not to try to get them to think you're the big hero.
Bobby, I'm not doing any such thing. I'm asking for the simple fact that I want all the information. That's all, because if I keep that out, if I leave that out, people will, oh, well, why didn't you mention she was topless? Now,
she was face down on the bed.
And all right, she was face down on the bed, okay. And she was tied, or was it fake tied, I guess, huh?
Well, for a video called Be Funny or Die. So I'm imagining that she wasn't really tied to the bed, face down.
Your husband's in the picture with a can of beer. Am I right about that?
Again, I want you to resist the temptation to try to look like a big shot to your audience and try to look like Bill Moyers or Dan Rather. And
Ms. Dooley, I'm not trying to do that at all. Can I just ask a question?
Do you have the photograph in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Then why are you asking me?
All right, your husband is holding a beer can. Your one son, I don't know, that Seth, has his shirt off, and he looks like he's putting one knee on the bed. The other, your husband and other son, are looking at the camera laughing. Okay?
Yeah.
And the other son...
And that'll be the second time you've mentioned my other son. What's he doing? Does he look like he's ready to assault her?
It looks to me as if he's... No, I won't use that word. I won't use that word.
But do you know the website Be Funny or Die? You know, I think it's interesting because I've looked you up on IMDb. Weren't you in a movie with Will Ferrell?
I had a part in a movie. My part got cut out. It was a Will Ferrell movie, yeah.
But you know Will Ferrell?
I've met Mr. Ferrell a couple of times, yes.
Then you know about Be Funny or Die, right?
Ms. Dooley, I know all about Be Funny or Die. I'm asking a question from the standpoint of the school, okay?
Am I the kind of woman that would have a son photograph himself assaulting a girl being tied to a bed?
If you tell me it was on Be Funny or Die, then I believe you.
Because I am getting the feeling that you are looking to be a big shot here.
No, I'm not trying to be a big shot. What I'm trying to do is get all the facts out so that when I'm able to do that, people will say, wow, Bobby's not hiding anything.
I'm not hiding a thing.
All right, and that's why I'm getting... And they'll say, okay, I've heard everything. And she's not holding back.
Well, okay, so now it does sound like I'm holding back because you are making it sound...
No, I'm asking you questions that you are reluctant to answer, and I don't see why. If it's on Be Funny or Die, and it is a a video that they made for this comedy website, everything's good, and we'll talk about that. But right now the school wants to talk to your husband.
Well, that's not going to happen, Phil.
Why not?
Bob... Let me say this. We are, both of us, officers on our Homeowners Association board. We are officers on the parent-teacher organization. Steve and I both worked very hard. Ron Lindley, who is the president of the school board, has a personal vendetta against me, and I'm sure he'd like nothing better than to fabricate evidence against my husband. I would say this to Mr. Lindley. Don't put your hands too close to the fire because someone just might close the grate on them.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Facebook photographs. When is it the school's business? And when is it simply a young person with the rights of the First Amendment putting something on their, you know, page? In this case, Ms. Dooley's sons have a picture on their web page, their Facebook page, of themselves and their father, and their father's holding a bottle of beer while a girl is tied down on a bed. Now, this is a video for Be Funny or Die that they're producing, so it's obviously a joke. But the school wants to talk to the sons, and the school wants to talk to the father, and they're resisting. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Be Funny or Die.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I've got Bobby Dooley on the line. Your husband, Steve, is usually with us. He's not here?
No, he's not here, Phil. I think your questions are very interesting. You want to talk to my husband. Usually you don't want to talk to him.
Well, Ms. Dooley, all I'm saying is your boys put a picture on their Facebook page. It's of your husband, your two sons, and a girl named Brianna who's tied to the bed face down. She is claiming that she was intoxicated and doesn't remember. The parents believe that maybe this was forcible.
There was absolutely nothing forcible. And I will tell you this, that the Sweets are looking at a lawsuit. My sons were making a video. Am I the kind of woman that is going to let my son and my husband photograph themselves drinking beer while a girl is tied face down in a bed with no top on because they forced her into that or they're making a video for be funny? I think it is far more believable.
All right, Be Funny or Die, the website?
Yes.
And let's just say that Be Funny or Die didn't commission it. Everybody volunteers their stuff.
Oh, I see. So you want to make sure that you protect the website, too. But my sons are rapists.
I haven't called them anything. I'm just saying that Be Funny or Die is something that people submit to voluntarily.
I guess, but I'm not really interested in Be Funny or Die. I'm interested in my husband and son being accused of...
Your husband won't go in and talk, huh?
So what do you mean, go in and talk? My husband is a very busy man.
To the school. Doesn't the school want to know?
The school is run by a man who has, in the parlance of the day, a blank on for my husband. And the school is run by Bob Lundley, who has a variety of psychological problems, not the least of which been brought on by the fact that he walks on a prosthetic leg. And it wasn't a war wound. It was a railroad accident because he was drunk.
I don't really want to know about the school board president. I just want to know about this picture. Your husband and your son say was voluntary. It was for humor. This girl's parents say that she might have been forced. The school would like to talk to your husband, and your husband won't go in and talk.
My husband would be happy to go in and talk, but let me tell you something. If they apply the kind of pressure that you're applying to me right now, you know, it would be very difficult for me to vote to retain some of those people on the school board after this event.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jenny in Houston, Texas, listening on KPRC. Go ahead, Jenny. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Hey, Phil. Okay.
Yes.
I have a very, very hard time believing as a parent that at any point in time you would even have any that I have a very hard time believing that any point in time as a parent that you would allow such things going on in your home. That makes me fear everything. Being such an upstanding member of the PTO and your homeowners association, which, by the way, holds no weight with me, that you would allow something to happen in your home or anywhere, that your husband, being a parent, would have anything to do with any kind of situation at all.
It was a comedy
video.
I'm
sorry, but I'm speaking here. Thank you. I have a very hard time believing that you have no idea what would happen.
Well, I don't mistrust my husband as you may mistrust yours.
My husband and my son drink beer together, and tie up girls. That's cute. My husband was drinking the beer. I'm sorry, you may be very aggressive, very liberal, and very cute. No, I'm not liberal. Was I speaking here? Maybe you're jealous. I think you're being jealous here. Well,
I think you're being jealous here. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I don't think you're jealous. You're jealous of the fact that my husband's successful We have a beautiful home, and people don't like that.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Here in Houston, I have a beautiful home. I have a beautiful daughter. I have a beautiful husband. And speaking of my
beautiful husband, what's that mean?
I will say that,
wow,
trust me, children will say what they want to say. And so when it comes down to...
So you know. So you're an expert?
Or who's not guilty.
You're an expert. Mm-hmm. You're an expert on that.
All right, ladies, I think we have to break. I appreciate very much, Jenny, your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Uh-huh.
Phil Hendry Show.
Uh-huh.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Because of that.
I understand that. 877-876-PHIL with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, the Western Estate School Board wants to speak to your son and your husband about a photograph that appeared on a Facebook page that is, I believe, is in the name of your son, Seth. And in that picture, your son, Seth, and Dylan, and your husband, who's holding a beer, all three of these guys have their shirts off, and there's a girl tied to a bed face down. Now, I understand that this was a comedy video that they were making for Be Funny or Die. The girl's parents say that she said she doesn't remember.
Well, you know something, I'm sorry she doesn't remember, and that's very convenient. So that she doesn't remember, my boys remember it, and they tell the truth, and they are looked at as liars. She doesn't remember, and everyone wants to believe her. Am I the kind of woman? I am the president of, even if that woman is not impressed, that's because she probably couldn't get elected the president of her homeowners association if she went out and paid the voters before to vote for her. But I can tell you that I am the kind of woman. Our home, Phil, is one of the most beautifully appointed in the valley. My husband drives a Dodge Ram 1500 extended cab. We have our own business. We have a Lexus LS, a Cadillac Escalade. I don't know what you're asking me.
Well, all of these things are nice, but the...
I am not the kind of woman that is going to let her boys stick a picture on Facebook with my husband grinning from ear to ear with a beer. Believe me.
Seeing your husband with the beer, that doesn't bother you?
If he had nothing to do with touching that girl, no, it doesn't bother me. If he did, there isn't, believe me, there is not a punishment the state of California could think of that is even close to what I would do to him.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
And I mean that, Mr. Henry.
All right, I believe you. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby Dooley on the line with us. Here is Melissa in San Antonio. Melissa, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
I'm fine. First of all, I don't see
mm-hmm.
what the humor was in kind of mm-hmm. a situation. That's not funny, mm-hmm. that's sick. And mm-hmm. personally,
well,
I think it was part of the video.
It was part
well,
of it. See, she was going to be... She was going to be Laura Bush. It was a caricature. I don't know what you call it, a satire.
But the
a satire,
matter,
okay.
The subject
mm-hmm.
matter is sick, and as far as I'm concerned, the police should be involved. The girl is underage.
I beg your pardon, the police?
Oh yes, ma'am. The girl's underage.
Am I the kind of? She's in a. And children don't take pictures of each other. Hardly.
You don't
what,
hide.
What crime was?
You don't
well,
tie
it,
a young girl up. You don't take her top off. You don't tie her to a bed.
Fake. It was
the
fake.
Police,
tied
the
up.
Police. The police definitely should be involved. The police should be involved in this matter.
No, they shouldn't. No, they should not. No, they should not. And I really hope that if police are listening, you sound. Excuse me for saying this. You really sound like a busybody, aren't you?
Oh no, ma'am. I have six children, three boys and three girls. And if someone did something
yours?
Like this, something did something like this to my daughter. Believe me,
something?
The police would be involved.
Well, do you stick your nose in other people's business?
Well, I think you've asked her that, Ms. Dooley, and it's a kind of a rude question. The woman's entitled to her opinion. And let me ask you this. You say she was fake tied down.
Yes.
All right. She might have been fake. She wasn't really tied down.
No.
What was her top doing off?
couldn't see anything because she was face down. So the boys are covered there. She wasn't tied up for real, so they're covered there. The boys weren't drinking beer, just my husband, so they're covered there. So there was no crime committed. I think, if you want my honest opinion, I think it's this girl's family, this sweet family. I think they're looking for a payday. They're looking for a payday, and because my husband and I have money, it looks like a pretty easy payday. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen.
Okay, Melissa, or Melinda. Thank you for your call, though. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on here to Julie in Boston. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Julie, go ahead.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good.
Good morning. I just wanted to just say, you know, this is really a lesson for a lot of people to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of good and a couple of bad things that come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
We just sat in a middle school seminar just about 2 weeks ago, and it was about teaching your kids what to do and what not to do online. And they said one of the things you should really teach your children is that anything that they do online could come back and haunt them later on in life. And
well, that's the truth.
These are the kind of things that could completely ruin your boy's future, and it was all fun and games, and as well as your husband and his future. And
If they haven't done anything wrong, why would it ruin them?
Because to a college or to a future job, that could definitely look wrong. That's the first thing. And I will say one thing about Facebook that I have a real problem with, and this actually happened to a gal that I'm good friends with, is that this girl, Susan, who we all went to school with over 30 years ago, had pictures of everybody at a party having a good time smoking marijuana. This girl was able to put these pictures on Facebook and tag people's names without any notification from Facebook coming to them saying, is it okay for this photo to be put on Facebook?
Exactly.
And I think that...
Exactly. I really agree with that.
And I think that that should have come to the gal, Michelle, and it should have said, are you okay with this picture being tagged? And I think that that's a major negative that Facebook has. But, I also have to say, unfortunately, your husband being in that position, whether it was a joke or not, was a really stupid place for him to be. And
Wait a minute. We were having such a nice conversation, and now you're calling my husband stupid?
You know what?
If you lose everything civilly,
I guess you'll be very upset with him.
Yep. Well, I don't know where he went wrong.
I went wrong that I wasn't on your side completely. And you know what? That's part of life. You make mistakes, and you live with your mistakes.
You and I were having a good conversation, and then you made a big mistake. You called my husband stupid.
No, your husband is probably very smart and successful, but doesn't have any common sense.
Mm-hmm. You made a big mistake.
What do you mean she made a big mistake?
We were having a very pleasant conversation, and then she called Steve stupid.
I have a daughter who's 4 years old.
I think you're being very honest with her. I think Julie said, I think what she was very smart when she said that Facebook is a big fat trap for a lot of people who aren't thinking, and that's very true. And you have to be thinking. And I think in an instance, your husband wasn't thinking.
Well, I don't know. I got a problem with people that call me stupid.
You weren't called stupid.
Well.
Anyway, Julie, you were going to say?
I said that your husband did a stupid thing. He wasn't thinking, and he put himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it could cost you quite more than you imagine. And I hope it doesn't.
Well, I appreciate that, but... When you were agreeing with, I agreed with you, remember?
But that doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everything you say.
I agreed with you, and then you turn around and you stick it in my back. I don't understand that.
It doesn't make any difference. No, she said that your husband should have been smarter, and I agree with her. What is Steve doing there grinning ear to ear with a beer with an underage girl with no top on laying on a bed? I don't care if it was for a comedy video.
Mr. Hendry, I would remind you that I am not the kind of woman who is spoken to like that.
All right, okay, hold the line. Thank you very, very much for your call, ma'am. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Buffalo, New York, WWKB, and Betty. Hi, Betty. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Hello. I have a comment. My son is 15 years old. He's in high school. Mm-hmm. And if he would ever pull a son like this, and my husband included, there would be a lot of issues. There's nothing funny about tying up or... Are you serious? Did you just burp in the phone?
Did you just... But do you mind, Ms. Dooley?
I apologize.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Well, you know, you're saying
we're in the middle
of
a...
so much money and that you're so... rich, and your husband has such a great job, and you have these wonderful kids, but you have absolutely zero class. It does not matter how much
excuse
money you have.
Excuse me, I had a Diet Coke.
Do,
excuse me.
Has done. It does not matter. Your children took a photo of a girl tied down, face down. How would you feel if that was your daughter? How would that make you happy?
I would have a good
laugh.
I'd have a good laugh with the kids.
Did you stand there and watch while they did it? Did you enjoy yourself? Was it funny?
If I knew what it was for.
Obviously, he has some psychological issues that you guys probably should get addressed.
You know something? They were going to put it on Be Funny or Die. It was a comedy video.
Why are your kids even looking at a site that's called that? Why are your children looking at sites that are called that? My children do. Be Funny or Die. You want your child to look at some website called Be... If my kid came to
me
and said,
I'm going to look at a website called Be Funny or Die,
he is not getting on a computer.
Can I ask you a question? Don't you think in life that should be the challenge? Either you're funny, if that's your job, or you die. What is wrong with sending that message? If your job is to be
funny,
a comedian.
But there's nothing funny about tying up an underage girl face down topless on a bed. If my husband ever did that, I'd be driving him to the station myself.
It was a satire. She was Rosalind Carter in this video. It was a satire. Okay?
Yeah, but the girl doesn't remember, Bobby.
You know, Phil, every time I make a point with a caller, you butt in and make them hostile to me.
I feel really sorry for you. I really do. I am sad for you.
Am I the kind of woman as what you're claiming to be,
I feel very sorry for you that you are getting put through this with your husband and your children. But I would not be standing next to my husband saying it's okay for what you just did. No way would I ever. I have a 15-year-old son who does not even have a Facebook. I refuse to allow that in my home. I have an 11-year-old little girl, and if somebody would ever do that to her, God bless them. God bless them.
Well, look, do you allow toys in your home? I just want to see what the limit is with you. Are there toys? Do you have Christmas? My God. These boys had a camera. You know what a teenage boy is. He's excitable. They're goofy. They do goofy things.
All right. Teenage boys are goofy. That's one thing. A father standing there with a beer while they're doing it, that's a whole other ball game. A father, not a mother.
Well, what's the difference?
Fathers can stop that kind of behavior if they say, oh, no, wait a minute. This is not right. You guys. But he stood there with a beer. The girl's there.
She's playing Rosalind Carter. And we're Republicans. Okay? Is that the criminal act I committed? That I'm a Republican and we're making fun of the Carters?
No, that's got nothing to do with it. A girl's got a top off, laying face down. Even if it's a joke, this girl said something that has got everybody in trouble. She said, I don't remember. She was given beer, okay?
Oh, she was given beer. I'm sure it was forced down her throat. Now, Steve and I have a policy. If you're going to drink, drink here. All right?
You allow your children to drink?
I beg your pardon?
Did you seriously just burp again? Do you allow your children to drink?
I had a Diet Pepsi because my stomach's upset.
I would appreciate if you wouldn't belch into the phone,
rude.
Ms. Dooley.
It's very, very rude.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I apologize. What was your question?
Did you say that you allowed your children to drink?
They're going to drink. And I told them, if you drink, you might as well drink here.
Why would you aid them in something like that?
And this girl.
Did your sons and this girl got hammered at your house?
Oh, got hammered? Is that the word that you use, Mr. Henry?
Was the girl drinking at your house?
She had a tall boy.
Why would you allow a child to drink? Like, you are kidding me. Like,
because
honestly, if
you're aware of the studies in France, alcohol cuts down on heart disease, thrombosis, etc. They use alcohol in France. They drink wine in France.
It's illegal. It is against the law.
Whether it's illegal, they drink wine in France or not, this is another person's daughter, and you're giving her booze.
So this hour is exactly how I knew it would go. You want to be the big hero to your listeners, Mr. Henry, so you're sucking
because
up to Betty.
Because you're trying to justify and make a joke out of a girl getting tied up to a bed and feeding her alcohol. And there's no justification in that at all. And you claim to be such a high-up person. And you claim to be such a great
person
with Alexis and a big home, and it does not matter what you have. It's about morality, and you have absolutely zero of it. And obviously your husband has zero of it, too.
My husband
It is unethical, and there's absolutely no morals. And, sweetheart, you
need to go
and open up your Bible and start reading it from top to bottom.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yes,
it was about the Bible. I knew it. I knew this was going to go Bible.
Yes, you
I knew
do.
It was
because
going Bible.
You're trying to justify.
You know, I knew you were a Bible. When
Excuse
I heard you
me?
Wouldn't allow your children to have faith, when I heard you wouldn't allow your boys to have Facebook, I knew you were a Bible banger from way back.
All right, let's not start insulting. Let's not insult people, okay?
I don't go to
well,
church.
Well,
I do not go to
what?
Church at all. I believe in God, and I read my Bible. But I don't go to church at all.
Oh, you're weird, aren't you? You're real
I'm also
different.
31 years old with a 15-year-old son. So talk to me about morality.
There you go.
My child
so
would
I can,
never do that.
I bet you I can talk to you about being tied up to a bed.
Okay.
Well, now we know, don't we?
Excuse
now we
me?
Know why Betty. Now we know why
you know
Betty
what?
Is so judgmental
you
because
you
got
be
tied to a
that
bed.
That little girl who was drunk ended up pregnant. Maybe it's your husband's baby. That would really
well, who
shock
get,
you,
well,
wouldn't
who,
it?
Well, who fathered your child? Your father?
All right. That is all.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my
right.
God. Absolutely
that's
no class.
That's right.
None.
No, absolutely
None.
No class. You're telling me
no
about
class.
Morality. You're telling me about morality.
Yes,
and
I
you
am.
Pushed one out at, and you pushed one out at 16.
At 16 years old, yes.
Real,
and I'm a great mother.
Yeah.
I went to college.
Oh,
I
don't doubt
school.
That. Yeah,
I went to college,
mother.
And I have my
you're
own business.
You're a busybody.
My
and now you tell everybody how to live, don't you?
Physical therapy, thank you very much. And he
your husband's a what?
We live in a, huh?
Your husband did what to you? I'll
shut
he
up.
Is.
If you would shut up, you'd hear me.
Well, what's to listen to? You went out, you got knocked up at 16, and now you're telling everybody how to live.
No, I'm not telling anybody how to live. I'm talking about
yeah,
what
you're telling
me.
All right, look, I think
girl,
that
your husband is immoral. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you have pictures of that of yourself?
Excuse me?
Okay, all right, that's fine. 877-876-PHIL. What I would say, Ms. Dooley, and I think I gave you the benefit of the doubt there in talking to that lady, is that because you happen to have people that are detracting here doesn't mean you have to belch into the phone three times.
I had Szechuan chicken. God almighty.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Ms. Dooley, you know, we got a couple of calls we want to go to here. My question for you, you are looking at a situation here. You've been making your case, but your husband and your son have both been requested by the school board to come in and talk about this. Not by the police, by the school board.
That's correct, and we're not going to do it.
And let me ask you why not. If they're concerned, if the parents are concerned...
Because this happens to be... First of all, Phil, this is a very extremely busy time for our community. We have just had our most successful fall-tacular in the history of Western Estates Homeowners Association. We raised almost $500,000. And we are completing a project... In the Bougainvillea phase, which is the newer phase of larger homes to the north that my husband is the landscape contractor for. And you know what? We have a life. And I've explained it. And
well, you haven't explained it to the satisfaction of the girl's parents.
And I don't have to explain to who? to the girl's parents. Two people that are looking for a payday.
Well, all right. You know, by blowing these people off, you're going to make it worse. You know that. I mean, if they do sue you, then you are in that situation of, do I give somebody an easy payday?
What are they going to sue me for? You know what? Steve will go in and talk to them. Yes. And I have never been the kind of woman that would ever...
Miss Dooley, I know that you are emotional.
I have never been the kind of woman that would allow my children to be involved. Look at me. Look at how I dress. I told you that my husband drives a Dodge Extended Cab. I told you that I drive a Cadillac Escalade. I told you that we drive a Lexus LS. I told you. And you know something? Parents are supposed to interact with their children and spend time with them. My husband does that, and he's going to prison.
Oh, now we don't have any time for our caller.
Well, let me just say hi to the person, if I could, because that would be... Hi, is it Sarah? Sarah?
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi,
I'm Bobby.
I just wanna...
I can't talk to you. It's all over. Bye.
Phil Hendry.